The mission is doing the best it can to protect civilians, both in the camps for internally displaced that we have on UN premises, but also around the country. I think it's important to remember that we have around 100,000 that have sought refuge at the UN bases, but there are more than 1.5 million internally displaced in the country. We are trying our best, and we will do better when we have our full troop strength to patrol in civilian areas.
Recently, I know there has started a process of relocating them to better sites. How is that going?
It's progressing fairly well in Juba, where over 10,000 from the site in the center of town near the airport dumping has been relocated to a better site. In Malakal, a better site has also been created, and the majority has been relocated, not all yet. Likewise in Bor. But in Bentu, unfortunately, which is probably the camp under the harshest conditions, it has not been able to identify ground and facilities, so it's still a very dire situation in the camp in Bentu.
If I may ask, could you kindly describe these so-called better sites? What makes them better sites? Can they guarantee that there will be no hostile groups or armed groups coming again to destabilize the situation or to harm civilians in that case?
No, I cannot issue any guarantee. When I talk about better sites, it's in terms of a higher level, so there's less water, a little bit more space. But we will, of course, also, since it's on UN premises, patrol around the camps so nobody can get in that intends to do harm to those who have sought refuge there. But we will also, and I want to underline it, that it's not supposed to be a permanent situation. So if any of the inhabitants in those camps want to return voluntarily to their homes, we will also try and assist with that. But they have sought refuge on UN premises because UN premises has a special status in relation to the army, the opposition army, to not be able to enter it. So we'll do our best, but we cannot issue guarantees. And I have to say, quite frankly, that the camps are very crowded. It's a lot of people. They're idle. And security incidents occur within the camps among various groups and in young groups and so on within the camp. So it's a very dire situation, and it only underlines the importance of finding a political solution to the crisis in South Sudan so people can return to their homes and resume their daily life.
And talking about a political solution, how close could that be?
Well, we are trying to monitor it very closely. As you know, the negotiations is facilitated by IGAD, and the formal negotiation have been suspended in beginning of October, and I know there are various bilateral contacts at the moment. But again, it is facilitated by the regional partners, led by the mediators and the president of IGAD, the Ethiopian prime minister.
And just maybe briefly about the humanitarian situation. How does it complicate your mandate of protection of civilians?
Well, there's a lot of people in South Sudan, both in the areas where there are conflict and military skirmishes, a lot of people in dire need of humanitarian assistance. On top of it, we are still in the rainy season, hopefully soon out of it. The road system is very poor in South Sudan. So it's a huge challenge to get the assistance to those people who need it, especially in the areas where there is also fighting going on.
And the president of South Sudan, while speaking at the General Assembly, he did say he would prefer that the mandate of UNMISS be changed because he thinks right now it's more theoretical than practical. What would you say about that?
I think His Excellency the President talked about wanting more capacity building for government institutions in the mandate as in the past. To that, I can only say that it is not the mission or the head of the mission that decides on the mandate for the mission. That is the Security Council. And I'm sure members of the Security Council have heard the President and will reflect upon it. I wouldn't be surprised if they would also say we need a peace agreement before we seriously entertain that. But again, it's not for me, it's for the members of the Security Council.